Hey, hey guys! Welcome back to Mixed Babble after being gone for over a year. I left you in 2020 and now it's 2022, like ain't shit changed. Here I am. Here we are.
Yes.
Double mixed twins. No relation, Brittany Brown, Joni Brown. We got everything from therapy as a whole.
Things that, you know, were good, bad.
Not really useful to life. Yeah. Useful to life.
If y'all want structure, you're not gonna find that here.
Baby. Yes. I talk about, So I had a baby.
We're gonna talk about what we want.
Which is why I never even changed the name. It's still fucking Mixed Babble.
Yeah.
It really is.
Your discretion advised always.
Not suitable for work. Hide your kids, hide your wives. Yeah. We are not medical professionals. Don't come here for facts. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll give you some facts, but not facts. Yeah. So you're probably just gonna get a lot of
the real us. This is our safe space.
Yeah. Hey guys, another week of Mixed Babble, mixed disarray,
mixed emotions.
There's now something across your face. Okay, so this week we're trying something new. I don't know why exactly. I do know why, but I also don't, because it doesn't seem to work out for us every time we try to do Zoom. But here's to hoping for the best.
God.
So it says to continue. So, okay. So hi.
Hi. We're remote. If you guys are wondering why we're being so weird.
Yes. We are trying to see if this one will work out better than season one.
Yes.
This recording via Zoom. It'll be fine. Everything's fine. Yeah.
If it's not fine, we'll blame it on Ryan this time.
So what's up? New week.
I know. God,
new week, old me.
New week, same me. Yeah, it's been a rough one. Might be able to talk about that further next week, depending on how this coming week goes.
I have an immense amount of anxiety, and I can't put my finger exactly on why, or maybe I can, and I just can't talk about it. I don't know.
It's just a constant state of discomfort.
Oh, God. Let's just get right into it. Our sessions have been going like 2-3 hours, which is so easy to do. But I know we have a couple things we have to do today for the podcast. So, hey, let's jump right in. What you got, girl? Hey, All right.
So, listen, you know how my brain works, so this is a little all over the place, but Ryan actually suggested this topic. You know, I don't know if I'm saying her name right. God, I apologize if I'm not. Is it Ketanji Jackson?
The judge?
Yes.
I don't know if you're pronouncing it right either, but
you know who exactly I'm talking about.
I know exactly who you're talking about. Yeah.
Okay. So what are your thoughts on her and Mr. Ted Cruz's comments? Have you heard anything about that? Or first, should we give the listeners a little backstory on who she is, just in case?
I mean, I would start there because I haven't really followed it in depth either. So yeah, go ahead. And
okay. So this is a lot of per Ryan, who is really into politics. So Ketanji Jackson apparently is possibly going to be the first African-American female judge appointed to the Supreme Court.
Okay. That sounds like a question mark, but
that's what I gathered from it. And apparently they're making a really big deal about it because Ted Cruz spoke out about it, saying that she in the past was known to give light sentences.
Yeah,
to,
being lenient.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so she, of course, responded saying that, you know, you don't know the context of the situation. And, you know, I haven't looked any further into that, so I can't speak on that, unfortunately. But that sparked a whole nother conversation between us. So, first of all, I know nothing about politics, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we have what, 7 Supreme Court justices? Okay. I didn't know that these people could stay in there for
like lifetime appointments. Yeah, well, that's the issue. That's the issue. But yeah.
That's unbelievable to me. And then to go further, Ryan tells me that two of them have had rape accusations against them. Mm-hmm. So now I'm sitting here wondering, like, what are the conspiracy theories all true? Are we being ran by a bunch of like rapists and pedophiles?
Potentially.
Like, that's what, like, how do we have people that like pretty much just make the biggest decisions for our country have all of these accusations against them and we're okay with it and they can just chill for life? Like, that's, I mean, good.
Not to get off of your topic, but, well, I guess it's in line with what you're saying. The guy that ran the little sex trafficking ring, Epstein.
Mm, yes.
Allegedly, or whatever. So, allegedly. I mean, he had a lot of politicians named in his little island visits that he would have set up for them to come over.
Yeah.
And have sex with these underage children.
And so just celebrities in general, people, I guess, correct, of high status.
I mean, allegedly, all of that. But yeah. I mean, they named, I think Bill Clinton was one of them at one point.
Yeah.
And they never said he actually did anything, but they said that he had been seen there. I doubt he was there for tea and crumpets, but who knows?
Right. And that's, really know. That's the down part about, you know, be careful who you associate with, because.
Correct. You know, I mean, do you believe that? Because I, like, my mom would always say, and she's just very Jamaican anyway. But she'd always say, like, you know, show me who your friends are and I can tell you who you are.
Yeah. You know,
I don't know, because I know some really, really decent people that I, for the most part, would vouch for that have some really questionable friends, including myself, probably.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, thinking about the people I've been friends with growing up, I don't know. But when it comes to like character, I would agree with that, because I feel like even my friends that might be into some shady shit, you know, we still overall kind of have the same level of morals, and, you know, we agree, you know, on a, I don't know what the word I'm looking for is, like a,
like, yeah, like you said, morals. You,
yeah, like on an that ethical
level. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, so the person I'm talking about, that they are up and up and upstanding and all of that. But, you know, they have friends that, again, are very questionable in their life choices. Mm-hmm. And they've said, like, well, I'm aware of those things that they do. But when we talk, meaning them, the two of them, they're like, well, we don't talk about that stuff. We talk about, you know, how's your family doing? And we send each other memes and things like that. And so, mm-hmm, I'm like, that's not a very deep relationship, but you're still, you know,
friends
connected to this person. Exactly. And would go as far as saying they're a close friend.
Yeah. I think it's, I am a firm believer in situational friends. I have friends that, you know, I can go out and have drinks with, or I have friends that I can like go on an anger rampage with, mm-hmm, or friends that I can go to that are going to chill me out and, you know, make me think more rationally.
Right.
It doesn't necessarily mean we agree on everything, but it sucks. And, you know, I've had a couple of instances. I'm from a small town, so I have to be really careful of how I say this. But there are a couple of instances from people who I grew up with, I would consider myself friends with at one point in time, that I thought that I really knew, and come to find out, you know, years later when we're adults, they're doing crazy shit like molesting children and, oh, wow, like child porn cases. And I'm just like, wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Makes me feel like a shitty judge of character.
Yeah, well, I've talked about the guy that I worked with, and I'm like, I was really cool with him for the most part, like surface level as far as work is concerned. And, you know, we would joke, you know, I'm a jokey person, whatever. But, you know, come to find out, like, he literally raped and murdered a woman. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Like, how did I not see it?
Right. You know? Like,
I think we're supposed to be saving all this for the other podcast.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We have a darker podcast if you guys want to dive a little bit deeper into this.
So, as far as your question about the judge, I don't have too much to say about it because, again, my source is from my husband, like yours.
Great sources.
Yes. But, you know, he kind of broke it down for me. He kind of is the translator to all the politic bullshit.
I told Ryan Schoolhouse Rock, that's my level of understanding of how the judicial system works.
Not even I. You know, I use the default excuse that, like, I'm not even from here. Like, you know, I was taught it in high school here in America. Do I retain all this? No. Or did I retain all this? No. Hell, I was telling Nate, I was like, I remember when I was in elementary school, I remembered every capital of every, like, state and country.
Yes, it was a requirement.
And I could not fucking tell you anything right now.
Like, I couldn't even identify all of the states on a map, to be honest with you.
I used to know that shit like the back of my hand.
Yeah, I remember taking the test in third grade. And they just gave us a map, had to write the state on every single one, you had to pass.
Yeah. And I remember doing it and having flying colors, you know, flying colors. Passing with flying colors.
Get the gist.
Yeah. So. I don't really have an opinion on it. I think it's cool if she gets it. I thought she already got it, but.
She may have. I could be misspeaking.
By the time this airs, we will know.
Yeah.
I thought she already had it because I saw a billboard that said congratulations.
Oh, okay. Well, great.
Yeah.
We had this conversation like 4 or 5 days ago.
Yeah, no. I saw her speech like 2 days ago and she was like tearing up about it. So I'm assuming she got it.
Okay. Well, yeah. I'm happy. I think that's just for being women of color. And educated women, I think that's a huge win.
And we are at the very end of March right now, so it's a great way to bookend. That this topic right now can be our Black History, Women in Black History segment.
Yeah,
we didn't really talk about her history or
her history.
Or her comings up, but
we could do a follow up on that. But I just think it's really cool. I didn't even know, to be honest with you, because I, like I said, I'm oblivious when it comes to politics. But when Ryan pointed that out, you know, and it got me thinking, how long have, you know, I know that there's been Black men or maybe just one, I'm not sure, more than one. In the Supreme Court, but how long was it just, you know, old white men and how many
in ratio?
Right. Like, I think there should be, you know, at least a woman, which there has been before, Ruth, what's her
Bader
name?
Bader Ginsburg.
Yeah. Who was, in my opinion, amazing. Mm-hmm. But I think there should be a requirement to have like a woman, you know, a woman of color, a man of color, like just diversity within the Supreme Court. If there's only 7 of them and they can be in there for a lifetime, that just that blows my mind.
Yeah. So my topic for today is not as serious as yours or really as important. But did you see I saw this on the Neighborhood Talk on Instagram that there was a woman pretending to be Rihanna wearing a fake baby bump and letting fans rub her belly in Brazil.
What?
hard turn from the last topic. Hard turn.
Oh my gosh. Why?
She actually kind of looks like her. She kind of actually looks like her. I'm going to send it to you in your DM.
Okay. So I can
get a look. Yeah, so that you can look, but you're good for not looking at shit. I've been saying shit for months.
I have my notifications turned off on my social media, so that's why I never check my messages, because I forget they exist. Yeah, I have an object permanency issue.
Yeah, so I just sent it to you.
Okay, so on Instagram?
Instagram DM, yes.
All right.
And you can see her. She looks like her, in my opinion. I can't see her face fully, but like the side profile and the... And she's like literally like hugging fans and having fans kiss her belly, which is... I'm like, Rihanna would never.
Yeah.
Rihanna would be like, get the fuck away from me.
She... I mean, I can see... Is that supposed to be her in the picture too?
No, or is that is really Rihanna. Okay. That is really Rihanna.
I mean, she...
And her belly is bigger
yeah.
in the picture. So why would it be so like small in the video of the woman pretending to... And that makes me feel like... Y'all know what Rihanna look like. Are you trying to say all black people look alike? Because what the fuck?
Yeah, she looks like a bootleg Rihanna. And her hair looks...
stringy.
Rihanna is classier than that. I'm sorry. I would have saw her and been like, nah.
I don't know. I'd be like, damn, Rihanna looking kind of...
busted.
Janky in real life. Pregnancy does not suit her. But she looks right pregnant. That's why I'm like, that ain't Rihanna. And Rihanna's belly in the picture that they did the side by side is like three times the size of the lady with the fake bump.
Yeah. And Rihanna's been like really showing off her baby bump. Like,
and this person has it covered up.
Yeah. And she just doesn't. Mm-mm.
The one time that Rihanna actually like covers it up and we're like, that's not you because you covered it up.
Rihanna doesn't cover her baby bump.
I have another story.
Let's
hear it. In pop culture. Did you hear about Doja Cat?
No, but I love Doja Cat.
So, well, allegedly, she has stated that she's quitting music.
Oh,
I love that. Lovely. She's like, I love her.
Just another thing to bring me down.
So apparently she had a moment where she kind of like snapped on everybody.
I'm not really surprised.
I'm wondering because everyone's always like bullying her. And I think she's just tired of all of the shit. And I actually listened to her music before she even came out. Like I've been listening to her for probably like 4 or 5 years
mm-hmm.
before she even like came out. I think there's a song called Police. I had that on my, I think it's called Police. It was on my playlist long before she even like came out as like mainstream, but it says, that she tweeted on March 24th that, she wanted to take a music hiatus. And she tweeted that this quote, this shit ain't for me. So I'm out. Y'all take care.
Oh,
during her tour through South America, Doja had to cancel her show at Paraguay, at a festival in Paraguay, which was on March 22nd due to a storm causing intense flooding. After she tweeted about the show in Brazil, fans from Paraguay said it seemed like she doesn't care about their country. One fan tweeted, quote, not a single photo being in Paraguay, not a single tweet, not a single Instagram story. You made us empty, end quote. Doja, who's 26, simply replied to the thread, I'm not sorry. Goddamn.
You know, I probably would have done the same thing at that point. Like... Come on.
Yeah. She said that the hate she received on social media for canceling the show over safety concerns put pressure on her. And she responded to fans saying, quote, it's gone and I don't give a fuck anymore. I fucking quit. I can't wait to fucking disappear. I don't need you to believe in me anymore. End quote. She continued, wow. quote, everything is dead to me. Music is dead. And I'm a fucking fool for ever thinking I was made for this fucking, sorry, there's so many fucks. Let me start over. Fuck. Shit. Everything is dead to me. Music is dead, and I'm a fucking fool for ever thinking I was made for this. Is a fucking nightmare. Unfollow me.
Oh my god.
End quote.
She's done. Yeah. Done.
And then she changed her Twitter name to I Quit.
I want to be her friend in real life. I, you know, honestly, I don't blame her. That makes me sad because I like her.
I like her music too. I'm like,
so
girl.
Unique. She doesn't give a fuck, and she's very vulgar and like says stuff that, you know, some people would be offended by, but I love that because she's
and she can sing and rap and she's very versatile.
She's very talented. She can dance. Her music videos are always crazy trippy, but really cool.
Yeah, she kind of gives Katy Perry, Nicki Minaj, that like really out there vibe.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. And that makes me sad that, you know, because, you know, if she would have had the show and someone got hurt, then they still would have been coming for her.
Yeah, yeah.
Like that, who was it? Was it Travis Scott's concert?
Yeah.
And the fans came for him as if he had control over that situation.
Yeah, so there's no winning there. Do you have anything? Because I have one last one.
Well, I wanted to, okay, is yours happy or not?
I mean, it's happy for us, not for the person, I guess.
Okay, well, we'll talk about mine so we can end on a happier note. Because this is kind of controversial. I don't know why I'm going down this route this week. Well, I do. Personal issues. So tell me your feelings on all of this drama around the transgender swimmer.
I just don't put me on the spot. Okay, so Nate and I actually had a conversation about this. I do not see anything wrong with what happened as far as them. This is how much I follow. I don't even remember their name. I haven't really followed it, but with the limited amount of information I have, let me give you a
just speak on what you know
an opinion. Yes. So, oh, sorry, I just hit my mic. The swimmer, I'll just say the swimmer because I don't remember their name. I don't remember her name. I don't see anything wrong with her competing. The transgender female, I don't see an issue with her competing because the Swimmers Association, that's not the official name. Is it NCAA? I don't remember. There's some acronyms in there. They allowed it.
Yeah.
They allowed it. So why, if it is quote unquote taking advantage of the situation, it's in the rules or gray area for them to do that.
Right.
So if you have the ability to compete within the guidelines that have been set forth and win, why wouldn't you?
Right. I agree.
So 100%. If they did not want this to happen, they, meaning the Association of Swimmers, whatever the fuck they're called, then they shouldn't have written the rules in such a way because now that she competed and she won, like, what are you going to do? Take it away from her? You allowed it.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if they took it because, you know.
They shouldn't. They should. If they have such an issue with it, they need to amend the rules moving forward because what's done is done. And it's not right to take it away from her.
Right. My thoughts are, I agree with that 100%. She didn't break the rules. There was nothing, nothing stating that, but on the flip side, from an athlete perspective, I think that, cause I dug a little deeper to see, you know, how much of an advantage does she really have being transgender? And they gave some statistics of, you know, before her transition and after, and how, you know, the hormone therapy and whatever she had to go through actually slowed her down and was a disadvantage for her. But with that being said, that's no different than, you know, if a female wants to take some testosterone.
Right.
You know, but that's not legal. That's not legal. So I think that they need to really look into, you know, the wording. And if you're going to accept one thing, then you got to accept another across the board. Because
Will they allow the other participants to take steroids, testosterone?
It is steroids. I mean, when it comes down to it. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's just something weighing on me. Because I feel bad for her.
I know that my sister actually swam, because my sister was a competitive swimmer.
Mm-hmm.
And she actually swam with the second place runner-up.
Oh, awesome.
So my sister was actually like, oh my God, I didn't realize that that was so-and-so. Don't know her name either.
Still really cool.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't really have much of an opinion other than the fact that what's done is done, and mm-hmm. it was allowed and no rules were broken, and let it be. And if it's an issue that they need to reevaluate moving forward.
Yeah. And I think that like Ryan and I had another discussion about this, like, it's just another instance of people making a problem where there's not one, like the whole don't say gay thing. I don't recall ever being taught about gay and transgender when I was up through third grade or whatever.
Well, see, the thing is, I know I talk about these topics here and there. I have a brother that's gay.
Mm-hmm.
I actually have a brother that's, I believe, because I know that he did drag at one point.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe, because we don't really talk as much anymore, but because he moved away and everything. And I know that he, at least I believe he, is in the process of transitioning himself. And I don't know where in the process he is. So he could be a she at this point. I don't know the details. And I try to not offend.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I have opinions and views. And at the end of the day, the way Nate and I feel about the topic, I can't speak for him, but in the past of us having discussions, what someone else eats don't make a shit. That's the way I look at abortions and,
right.
and, you know, gay, transgender, any of that. Like, I don't give a fuck what you do with your life. And without being like, well, I have black friend or I have gay friend. Like, I actually have friends that are trans and I don't give a fuck. Like, they're,
yes.
I have gay, like gay female friends. I have gay family members. I really could not care less like what other people do. It's not my fucking life. It's not, you know, like, I don't care.
Yeah.
It's hard enough to deal with my damn self, my speech impediment.
it drives me crazy how people, like, why was this even brought up? I feel like if this was such a big issue, it sounds like it may have been more with a particular teacher. Because I don't think that, you know, up until third grade, you need to be learning about sex, because why? You're not going to understand it.
Well, things have changed.
They teach it earlier now?
I don't know about teaching it earlier, but kids are talking about it a lot earlier now. Like sixth graders, fifth graders are having sex. Like,
oh, no.
Shit is crazy.
I think once you hit middle school, sixth grade, yes, absolutely. I had, I think that's when my first sex, no, fourth or fifth grade, because we had to learn about the female anatomy and stuff for like menstruation and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
But I just felt with this particular situation that people made a problem where there was never even a problem in the first place. Like,
I think they're trying to get ahead of it in a very devious way.
Yeah.
You know, but
who's
even
going
like
around
I was saying,
teaching these kids about transgender?
Well, I mean, that's, but the thing is too, now, because we are so progressive in media, that you're starting to see, it's funny, like after the whole like race thing and like trans thing, and not even just trans, but just gay in general, you're starting to see commercials that include, that is more inclusive. And I think that's why they're trying to get ahead of it. You're seeing reality shows where two females are making out or two men are doing whatever, or you know what I mean? So I think they're trying to get ahead of it. And to kind of segue, I don't know if you can hear Marley, but she's
no, I can hear.
Yeah. So I was talking to Nate. It's still on the line of like the politics bullshit, but they had, I read yesterday that I think they have, what's his name? DeSantis.
Oh, Ron.
Yeah. He signed a bill for them to start teaching, like, I remember the hell it's called, like real life shit. That's not what it's called, but you get what I mean.
Like actual beneficial shit?
Yes, like how to file taxes, how to open a bank account, about credit scores and how to handle credit card debt and things like that. Things that we've all been saying for years, like, why didn't they teach this shit, like algebra, unless, I don't know. See, I don't even know what kind of job you would have in the real world where you'd be using algebra. I'm sure they exist. But for the like regular, degular people, like I don't use algebra in my day to day, you know?
I do use algebra in my job.
Yeah. So people like you, whatever the fuck you do. But do you know what I mean? Like that's cool, yeah. Fine. But like for, as I said, the regular, degular fucking people, I don't think I've ever, maybe I am using it in some capacity and I don't even know that's what it is.
No, but I agree with, I get what you're saying. Like stuff that everybody is going to use in their real adult life at some point in time.
Right.
Like, no one ever taught us how to file taxes. And I think they taught us maybe one day how to write a check.
Yeah. I mean, and I'm not even talking about like even filing taxes. Like, yeah, everyone does that, whatever, but you can also pay somebody to do that shit for you.
Right.
But as far as like interpreting your credit score or how to, you know, do things to manipulate your score being higher and things like that. Like, I think that's important.
Yeah.
And I was saying to him, I'm like, oh my gosh, that's really cool. That's like the one thing I can agree with.
I was about to say the same thing. Like, wow, yeah, I'm surprised.
But Nate with his analytical brain was like, yeah, but you got to think about it. He's like, yeah, that sounds good. But what are they going to cut in replacement of this?
True.
He's like, because you can't teach that in everything that that currently exists, because you only have X amount of hours in a school day.
Right.
So they're going to have to cut something else. And it's probably going to be, you know,
History.
Black history in particular.
Yeah.
So he's just like, you got to think about it that way, too. You know, it sounds good. But again, it might be another devious way of doing things.
Yeah. And that, oh gosh, that would get me off on a whole nother tangent about the critical race theory argument.
Right.
All in all, but, just.
Yeah. So on that note, let me tell you about the Brazilian singer that went to the hospital with trapped farts.
Oh, was your last person Brazilian to the Rihanna?
Yes,
it happened in Brazil today.
You know what? I didn't even notice that till you said that. So there's apparently a Brazilian singer. This segue is trash. Speaking of farts, so there's a Brazilian singer that went to the hospital because she refused to fart in front of her boyfriend.
Oh my god.
So. She's 27 years old. Her name is Vivienne apologize in advance. De Queiroz Pereira. She found herself in a hospital with a case of trapped farts, quote unquote, because she wouldn't break wind in front of her significant other out of embarrassment. Pereira, who goes by her stage name, Puka, said she's been watching.
I'm sorry.
She'd been watching TikTok videos that told her to ignore her discomfort caused by gas.
It's got to come out, Puka.
But the pain started to reach new heights, forcing her to seek medical assistance. Again, this is from Baller Alert.
That is.
I said again, like I told you in the first place. This is from Baller Alert. She, quote, I'm now fine. Because we were worried, girl. We were worried.
She broke wind.
Just an accumulation of trapped farts, said Puka in a social media post. She posted. She guys, she, what is it when you're, there's like a tornado or a natural disaster marked safe on Facebook?
Like, Puka survive the entrapped parts.
Mark's safe. She said, girls, I don't know who she's talking to because, like, we good over here. But she said, girls, don't be ashamed to fart in front of your guy, because what's really embarrassing is not letting your guy sleep because you're in discomfort, going to the hospital, and then the diagnosis being trapped farts.
Yeah.
That's... From now on, I'm letting them rip, guys. Thank you for letting us know, girl.
Oh, my God. But, you know, okay. So, in her defense, you would be very surprised at how many hospital admissions I see for this exact reason. Not people necessarily withholding farts because of their boyfriends.
But, like, gas, right?
But, yeah, they think that, like, people have thought they were having heart attacks, mm-hmm. or like their gallbladder had mm-hmm. burst or something, and it was just air.
Yeah. Sometimes that shit hurts.
Yeah. Sure. But ladies and gentlemen and everything in between.
I'm sure you don't have to tell the guys.
Yeah.
I'm sure you don't have to tell the guys. They good, girl.
You know what's embarrassing though?
Having a hospital bill for $400 because of farts.
No, I was gonna say I'm trying to think of a better word for them. Love farts.
Love farts.
Queefs, Joni.
Oh. My brain did not go there.
No, those are embarrassing and unavoidable in certain positions.
Oh, God. I actually worked with a girl, like, 12 years ago. It's so funny. You ever like realize the things you remember about people and it's just so random?
No.
But this girl was like, I remember her distinctly telling me, like, oh, I never fart. And I was literally like, girl, goodbye. And she was substantially older than me at the time, because I was probably like, I want to say I was like 21, 22, and she was probably like 32. And I remember her saying that. I'm like, bitch, you too damn old to be saying dumb shit like that.
Mm.
And she was adamant. She's like, I don't fart.
So what do you do?
I think I probably asked her that, and I probably stopped listening because she was stupid as fuck.
Oh, wow.
Like, how was that even a... Like, weird flex, but okay.
She just has, like a time of day she just diffuses herself like a balloon.
Actually had a girlfriend that, like, was like, I can't poop when my boyfriend's, like, in the house.
Oh.
I'm like, ain't no way. Ain't no damn way.
I mean, I would prefer him not be, like, in the same room, but shit, in the same house. We're so open about our shitting here that Ryan has this little comment. He'll be like, the couple that
shits together
and then, or stupid ass rhyme, the couple that shits together stays together, but something that actually rhymes. So yeah, we have couple shits up in here.
So the couple that shits together stays together.
I'll have to ask him what the rhyme is. Maybe,
like, I mean, is it important? Is it? I don't think it is.
It's not that important.
As you text me at 3 a.m, Ryan said. Thanks, should girl.
I'll have to bring up the, I don't know. Should I bring it up this episode? The vibe raper.
I mean, you might as well. You're talking about it. Wait, is it like is it dark?
I mean,
is it funny?
It's fun. I think it's funny. It might be uncomfortable if people aren't into sex.
Well, those people do exist, but this ain't the podcast for you.
Okay, so I have a very open mind when it comes to sexual experiences. I no judgments over here. Like, I am a firm believer of try anything once. And if you find something that works for you and it's weird, good for you, as long as you're not hurting anyone.
Is this a personal account?
Yeah.
Oh, I wasn't ready. Okay, carry on.
So, I am more so like that than Ryan is. I wonder if he's listening right now. So, you know, I like to try stuff, and he likes sex. He doesn't care what form it happens in. So that I'll leave that there.
With you, to be clear.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Okay. Anybody else, he'd end up on our other podcast. So I was like, I'm going to buy some toys because I had seen some new toys that I hadn't tried.
I was not ready for this. What?
I've tried a lot of toys. My boundaries, my booty hole. I don't want anything going up there. Okay. So I've tried a lot of different things. Mom, I'm sorry. Dad, God. So I got us each a toy, and Ryan didn't want to participate in choosing a toy, so I chose one for him. And
wait, I'm glad you said you got them. Okay, each a toy. Okay, continue.
We each got a toy, and so I got myself. Have you heard of those little rose things?
I've heard of them.
I keep hearing they're just like life changing, and uh-huh. I've just never tried it. So I was like, okay, I'm going to. And I did.
Okay. Give us a review, and this is not an ad.
The rose, I guess, would be good if your sex life is trash.
Okay, and you just need any kind of stimulation.
Yeah, like it gets the job done, but like it's not like the best orgasm I've ever had in my life by any means. Nor does it feel like something I've never experienced before.
Okay.
So, and it's supposed to be like this tornado wind technology. I was all excited and shit.
You're like, blow me out of this house.
Yeah, I was like, I am ready to leave this planet. And then, like, there was a learning curve.
Oh, God.
It was bad.
You're like, Ryan, come here. I need to try this out. So, as you, like, stick it to the side of his face.
No, even worse what I did to him. So, the day that it comes in, this was just this week. Okay. It came in the mail. I paid $30 for overnight shipping, girl. I was ready to have some fun.
Why? You couldn't wait?
You know, I've been under some stress, and I just needed to like, go off.
Hold on. Put a pin in that real quick. Because I'm sitting here like, I could buy $300 worth of shit, but if you tell me my shipping is $5, I'm like, put all that shit back.
Yeah.
This bitch said she paid $30. How much was the actual product?
The total cost.
I'm bothered by this. I'm bothered not by the sex toy, not by me getting additional information that I wasn't prepared for. I'm bothered by the shipping costs.
Listen, sex toys are not cheap. Okay, so this was like right under $300.
Fuck you. Shut this Zoom off.
Oh my God. So anyway,
$300, and yeah. Are you going to return it?
Well, shit, I want to return the rose because I'm disappointed. Like, I could have just used Ryan for that. anyway.
$300.
Ryan's toy was the one that was more expensive. And I can't remember.
Than that?
Yeah, than the rose. So the rose and his toy and some, like, lube to go with the toys because they only want water-based lube used on
Who's
these.
They? Oh.
Website. Oh. I got it from, I believe it's lovehoney.com. Highly recommend. So his toy, I can't remember what it's called. Something about a cobra, I think. What? But yeah, I should have brought it so I could show you.
The fact that he told you to talk about this, I'm in awe.
It gets so much worse.
Okay.
So much worse.
I'll sit back.
I could
continue.
Go get them and show them to you because they're actually really cute. But anyway, I wanted him to get a toy that was like similar to the one I got, like one that's supposed to feel like some kind of like oral stimulation. Okay. Because, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, who wants to be given blowjobs all the time? Let's be serious here.
You were trying to get out of work.
I thought, but plot twist. So this thing is like, it's pretty much like a... I don't even know how to describe it. You stick the dick in and it's supposed to feel like I guess, a vagina, or it's not like a fleshlight, but it's supposed to feel like a vagina or a mouth, and it vibrates.
But it looks like a snake?
It looks like a cobra, like, you know, the...
That's scary.
Yeah, it's not as scary as it sounds.
Okay.
But I had high hopes for this thing. I mean, this shit was like $150.
I thought you said it was more expensive than yours.
Well, it was. Mine was like $100, and then we got the lube.
Oh, you said collectively it was $300.
Yes, collectively.
Oh, okay, I thought you said yours alone was $300.
Oh, girl, I'm not that desperate.
That's why I was like, God damn, girl. I was like, golly.
So... Okay, so let me set up the scene for you. We're going to bed, and Ryan's tired as shit because we've been, you know, working on our house, like I told you. Tired as shit. He's falling asleep, and I just like roll over and just stare at him awkwardly. And he's like, "What?" And I was like, "I'm waiting for you to try your toy." And he was like,
"Oh my God,
what? I want to go to sleep." I was like, I said, I'm waiting for you to try your toy. And so he gets this toy, and I'm just sitting there like, you guys can't see me, but Joni can, like, just excited. Like, I'm about to watch a really good
head
movie.
No, like, head on the chin with both hands pressed against her chin.
Yeah, like, I'm excited, like, little.
She looks like Annie.
And so Ryan is so uncomfortable during this.
Yeah, because I wouldn't want anybody staring at me either.
Yeah, and so he didn't like that. And so I was like, okay, well, do you want me to do it? And he's like, yeah, that would probably be a little less awkward. Girl, this was like a fucking workout. I never want to use it again. I, like, you have to, it's heavy. It felt like I was, my arms were aching and burning by the end of this. And then in the middle of all of this, I accidentally like kneed him in the balls. And it was like,
wait, why was your legs there?
Because I was on the side of him. He, okay. So, gosh, I am sorry to get so visual.
Mom abort. And
my
I
mom,
ain't talking about my
mom's
mom.
Probably going to be, my mom will be proud. Mom. You taught me well.
What?
I have a learning curve. So I was on the side of him, and she always taught me to be just open-minded. Nothing weird, just to make sure we note that. I was on the side of him, and it was hard. It hurt my arm. So I climbed in between his legs, like facing him. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I'm just concerned about you saying that your mom said be open-minded. Because that can be perceived very weird.
Well, I mean, she wasn't in the
line. This is in line. This is in line with white mothers. Because my mom would never. You lucky my mom ain't driving over here right now. And I'm plugging this damn Zoom.
Listen, she just, I have a very open mind sexually. Not like weird sex, like... you know, bestiality and inappropriate shit.
Every time you say have an open mind, that's where my brain goes. That's why I'm like, yeah. I know somebody else is probably like, what exactly does she mean?
I'm legally open-minded. But yeah, after that, I was like, so how was it? And he was like,
as you give him a fucking survey.
Yeah. Like, I'm talking pretty much the whole time he's utilizing.
Would you recommend
this
to a friend?
Yeah. I'm like, how's it feel from this angle? Should we move it like this? What's this doing for you? Very awkward. And so now he calls me the vibe rapist because he says I forced him into doing these sex acts and made him, I guess he's a little traumatized or whatever, but yeah.
No means no, Brittany.
I mean, it's just, you gotta keep it interesting.
I want to know how, like, what led to this? See, I have moments where I'm like, I need to buy this random thing. Like, what made you decide that on a random Wednesday, it was
it
a good
was a
day?
Wednesday.
Was it?
I think it was. I was actually watching a Netflix show about sex. It was like a documentary about female I don't know, like not anatomy, but like sex, like the anatomy of a female, but also like how it works and like how humans are so far behind on sex education.
From whom? Animals?
From like just where we could be. They used the metaphor or analogy. I get those mixed up. Of when it comes to sex, we're like where Sir Isaac Newton was when he discovered gravity or whatever. Like that's how far behind we're like to that point. We're at just the beginning on what our bodies.
I don't know if that's accurate, because like what else is there?
Well, I mean,
put it in your eye.
God. Girl, I
heard it burns.
I've had some stories, not me, from therapy with patients, but you know, like for example, Viagra, sex enhancement for males. I don't even know how many years it's been within the past 10 years that they have started coming up with something similar for females. And it was males who also developed that too.
Well, do you understand that Viagra was actually invented by accident?
Yeah, it was for a heart issue.
Mm-hmm.
But that like opened up a whole can of worms, and males have, you know, endless options on how to get aroused.
It opened up a can of dicks.
Opened up a can of dicks.
I had to do it. It was it was right there.
And while the vaginas.
Here comes the Missouri. I almost said Mississippi.
Missouri.
The vaginas and the peniles.
No one cares about the vagina. Like it was just in the 2000s that they fully mapped out the clitoris. Did you know that?
What?
Yes, they did not know that the clitoris was not just external, that it's actually very large and goes up inside of us.
They call it the female penis.
That's exactly what it is. Like if people understood how sex organs are developed, you know, in the old tummy when they're in the embryo, they wouldn't be so judgmental about all of this trans and gay phobia shit. We're not all that different. But anyway, that blew my mind. I want to say it was like 2000, maybe like 2007 or something that they finally figured that out.
Well, all right.
That is sad.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting fact.
So I guess we got a long ways to go.
I'm still trying to digest your story of your purchases.
I have stories for you.
Of your purchases.
We'll save that for another day.
Yeah, that one might be sufficient for today. When Ryan said it, I was like, what is he talking about? But here we are.
I figured he wouldn't want me to bring it up, but
I would have thought the same, but apparently that's not the case.
Hey, I said this was a show to get to know the real us.
You did say that. So let me see what else we got going on. So listen to this bullshit. I this is on a darker note, but I'm going to bring it up anyway because I have a lot of feelings about it. So there in California over this past like week-ish, there was a middle school principal or assistant principal that committed suicide on campus.
Oh.
And I understand mental health issues as someone that I believe I had a bout of depression back in 2009, truly, for about, it wasn't a long stint. It was probably like 3 months or so. 3-4 months. I understand it. And I understand everybody's situation is different and everyone's level of depression is different. However, I think it's fucked up that he did that shit on campus.
Yeah.
Because what if a child came in and found your body?
Yeah, I agree.
You know, there's a lot of arguments about, you know, suicide being selfish and whatnot, or you're just so deep in your depression. As somebody, as I said, that has had depression, I understand you might not be thinking to that extent or that far, but you got to have some like wherewithal to know that someone's going to have to find you. Mm-hmm. You're at work. And I'm not exactly, let me see if I can find exactly how he did it, but like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that's such a weird topic because it's hard to look at it from, you know, that person's standpoint, but then also how big of an impact it's going to have on all of the people around them. Like, that's obviously not something that's necessarily going through their head at that time, but imagine how traumatizing that would be. Yeah. Like you said.
Apparently he did, and this is according to Hollywood Unlocked, he killed himself in a staff area. It's a private staff area, but still staff are, you know, have access to this area. And I give this information with Hollywood Unlocked with Nate was like, why is that your source for so many things? And the reason why is a few weeks ago when, and this is a hard turn from that topic, but they are my source on that story. And so let me say, everything is alleged, always, always. However, Hollywood Unlocked a few weeks ago when Queen Elizabeth had COVID, mm-hmm. they quote unquote broke the story that she had died.
Oh.
And it was very detailed, you know, sources said that, you know, she's passed away, and it was very detailed as to like what happened with her.
Mm-hmm.
And when people were like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, there's nothing on Google or anywhere that says that she died. You know, why are you guys posting this? You need to take this down. Da, da, da. They stood on that post and was like, we stand behind what we said. She passed away and our sources are credible and da, 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 da. And I'm pretty sure Queen Elizabeth is still, you know, up and kicking right now.
Oh, damn.
And this was like 3-4 weeks ago that they posted that and was like adamant that they were credible and telling the truth and that they were breaking the story.
Oh, so no confirmation or not if she...
So yeah, we just gonna skate past the fact that y'all was wrong.
Okay.
And she is still alive.
Oh, okay. Got it. So... Yeah.
So Nate's like, why the fuck are you using that as your source?
So heavy on the alleged.
Yeah, he's like, I'm mad that Hollywood Unlocked is your source. So, yeah. But anyway.
But yeah, back to what you were saying, was there any more detail given? Like, did he leave a note or was there something going on at work that made him choose to do it there?
It doesn't say... It doesn't say why, at least in this article. It just said that they shut down school for the rest of the day. But I did probably get therapy for everybody else. Who knows?
Damn.
Let me see. Yeah, no, that's it. They'll provide some therapy for the students and everybody, but wow. Staff and their families, yeah.
Don't even know where to go from that. I have another personal story that's kind of similar.
I'm scared.
The look on your face. Again, I don't want to give out names or anything, too much information, but when I was a kid, we had a counselor who the counselor for the school, and I was friends with his child. I'm not going to say the gender. Was friends with his child, and this counselor murdered his child.
Shit.
And so you can imagine how confusing that was for all of us when they come in and, you know, tell us our classmate is dead at the hands of his counselor father. Oops, I gave away.
Yeah, I was just like, you said, I was like, well, that didn't last long. How fucked up are we? Because you said that and then you started laughing.
I know. It's like...
And this is supposed to be for the other podcast, but it's fine. I know. It just goes to show, like...
I laugh when, like Bailey Sarian always says, I laugh because I'm uncomfortable. Like, it's not funny, but I don't know what else to do.
But you were also just laughing at the fact that you said his after you said you weren't going to say the gender.
Yeah. I mean, you guys, it was in the news, so people can look it up if they really want, but y'all don't know where I'm from, so good luck. but it's crazy that shit like that happens. Like,
did you know them well?
Yes, he was a friend, a close friend. I didn't. I was at the age where I didn't fully understand what was going on. So my parents didn't allow me to go to the funeral. I guess it was open casket, and they didn't want, you know, me to get any further traumatized. But that's definitely the first time I experienced loss in my life.
So, okay, so. I'm going to ask questions because you can't tell me this and expect no questions.
Give them to me.
how did they die?
Suffocation with a pillow.
Okay. And was there like a mom involved in the situation?
She was out of town. And when she returned home, she also worked for the school.
Okay.
When she returned home, the dad was pretty much like, yeah, I killed so-and-so.
What?
Yeah.
And you're like, literally or figuratively?
Right. Like, that would, I'd be like, excuse me?
Because, you know, you say, people say that, oh, I'm going to kill her when I get home. But, like, truly.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, just.
Did they ever say why?
I feel like they did. I want to say it was, I don't know, or I can't recall the history of the father, but he spun it in a way, something like he didn't want his son to suffer in the way he did, but I can't remember what the context was around that. So he worded it like he was putting him out of his misery.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Was he a guidance counselor? Because
yeah, that's what the fucked up.
This is not what they said. That's not what they meant when they said be a guidance counselor, sir.
Yeah. So then they're like, well, if you want to speak to a counselor, and we're all like,
Yeah, we good on the counselors. Thank
you. but yeah.
That's wild.
I know. I'll tell you the names another time so you can research it a little further if you want.
And then the mom was all fucked up, I'm sure.
Yeah. Yeah, and I don't know what ended up happening with her, but it was crazy. It was wild.
Girl, like, where do we go from here with this conversation?
I don't know. Maybe we should just, like, be done, because I feel like I'm in a bad place, and maybe we should just move on to, you know, the darker shit for the next
one. I'm in a bad place. So let's go to the darker shit. Oh, my gosh. See, this is why we talk about the Kardashians.
Yeah. See, because
I don't think anything's been going on with them. I don't even think anything's been going on with them this week. Or I just haven't cared.
Oh, wait. Yeah. I did see something this morning. We'll wrap up on this.
Okay.
I saw that Pete Davidson got a tattoo that says, my girlfriend's a lawyer.
Yes. I did hear that he had a tattoo. Yes. I saw that like a week or so ago, and I think that's why I forgot.
Yeah, I just saw it this morning because, you know, I'd be behind.
But wasn't he just getting tattoos removed for getting stupid tattoos, and now
it's like he gets a tattoo because he got one with Ariana Grande.
He did.
And they got it covered, and
he did.
So hopefully, I don't know. I always was told matching tattoos or tattoos of your spouse are a jinx.
Yeah, I already told Nate that I ain't getting his name or none of that shit.
My mom got my dad's name, but it's in Chinese.
She thinks.
Yeah, so she believes. But
if she's anything like her daughter.
God, probably says like dog or something.
It could say butthole. You wouldn't even know it.
Vibrapist.
Well, okay, I do have something else because okay. It might as well in line with the Kardashians. So a couple weeks ago, I saw something about Khloe Kardashian saying that blaming women for men cheating is really hurtful. And the whole idea of this whole thing is like after publicly dragging Jordan Woods over the Tristan Thompson scandal, she goes and she says this and it's like, ma'am.
What?
Ma'am.
She tried to turn the whole world against her.
Yeah. So she goes, quote, if your significant other is doing something wrong for the woman to be blamed, that's always been really hurtful for me. I've never quite understood that instead of there being some sympathy.
You seem to understand it pretty well, like what a year or two ago.
Yeah. Cause she literally had like a coup against Jordan Woods.
Yeah. Like the whole family.
Yep.
That is insane.
So hypocritical.
But, you know, it's equally the man's fault, if not more, in my opinion.
You know, I just think that I have my opinions on it. Like, if Nate cheated on me, I think it also depends on who the person is that he's cheating with. Mm-hmm. If it was like you, then I'd have to beat both your asses.
Yeah, but you have to. No, you need to kill us. Kill, not just beat.
No, but you know what I mean. I think it matters on like who it is. Like if it's just somebody that like some rando, like I'm gonna be like, oh my god, girl, like I can't believe you did this to me. Like, bitch, she don't know you.
Right.
She don't know you and she don't owe you because she was also not the one to make the vows.
I agree. You know? It depends on how personal it is.
Yeah. So that's my thing about the whole cheating thing. Now, Jordan, yes, she was in the family fold. So there is that. But even at the end of the day, like, yeah, we're cool, but you still really don't truly have any allegiance to me.
Right.
You know? So there, I don't know. I'm more of a realist when it comes to that, I feel.
Yeah, and I've definitely had friends in the past who have done some shit like that. Yeah, I'm just going to leave that there. I reacted in violence, but...
mm-hmm. And then on that day, she chose violence.
I chose violence. And I will always choose violence when it comes to cheating. I don't care how immature that makes me. That is the one thing that infuriates me. I've told Ryan straight up, if you ever decide you don't want to be with me, call me right before you pull your dick out and tell me it. And I will still respect you as a human. But if you cheat on me and then I find out.
Girl, okay, so Ryan calls you and he's like, Brittany, I'm about to have sex with this girl right here. And you're like, okay, bye.
Like, no, I'm going to lose my mind and
you'll be calling him.
But I will still have a certain level of respect for him for being honest and telling me before he did the act as opposed to lying to me and then me finding out a different route. You're dead to me at that point.
Yeah. Because then that's my thing, too. I've listened to relationship podcasts, whatever, where the guy cheated on their spouse. And I'm just like, okay, would you have told them had you not gotten caught? Mm-hmm. Or would you have just continued to do that? Because if I don't know, tell me your thoughts on this. If someone cheats once and never does it again because they realize it's a mistake, is that or are they equal to the person that does it and just continues to do it secretively?
That's a hard question for me because based on my past relationships, I'm to a point where cheating is cheating, period, and there's no coming back from that. All it takes for me personally is one time and I'm done. Like I don't care the circumstances, the context, like I because in the past I have tried to move past it and it just eats you away inside. But,
okay. All right. Do you believe in emotional cheating?
Yes. And I think that is even worse than physical cheating, because it would hurt me more to find out that Ryan was like secretly texting, you know, and having these deep conversations with another girl about, you know, his personal life or something, and, you know, opening up to another woman as opposed to fucking a rando. Like that would hurt me so much deeper, because in my mind I'm thinking, why can't you open up to me like that? You know, mm-hmm. I'm your wife. Mm-hmm. That would piss me off even more. Even if they never got physical, even if they were just sexting, mm-hmm. and it was, you know, emotional.
Yeah, because I think your brain also has to go to like, when you're with me physically, are you thinking about them?
Right, right.
You know?
Exactly. Like, I just...
We don't get off this call and be like, raise eyebrows at our men.
Yep, I'm gonna be like, Brian, we need Brian. He's gonna be like, who's Brian?
Speaking of cheating, who the fuck is Brian?
Like, Brian, we need to have a discussion.
Okay, well, we want to need to cut that out. I'm sorry. Brian.
Brian's I always, when I get stressed out, I have like nightmares that Ryan cheats on me. I call him Dream Ryan. We'll just call him Brian.
We will call him Brian.
Well, on that note.
Yeah, so that was up, it was down, it was awkward.
Sorry about that.
And the thing is, I am not, I am not even remotely a prude, but I was like not expecting that. Because when he said vibe killer, I didn't realize he meant like literally.
Yeah. Yeah. Like when I tell people, don't believe me when I say I'm willing to talk about anything and everything. Like I'm an open book. I love when people are open books to me. But you know, I may put you in some weird states.
Hey, I've said it before a couple times. I'm glad. See, yours is intimate. But like, I've literally talked about shitting in my hand.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I know a lot about you that I don't know about.
You didn't ask for?
Most people.
I think a lot of people know about me because for some reason I keep bringing it up.
It's because when you can't, we like to laugh about it instead of cry. That's all.
It's a part of my life that, you know, with no pun intended, I would like to put behind me. Anyway, but yeah, so thanks guys for joining us. I don't even know how long this call has been.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Because Brittany is actually in charge of all of the technological aspects today.
Yeah.
And I wanted to not make it too long. We wanted to not make it too long because we got to give you guys a true crime episode as well.
Yes, our favorite. So, my favorite. I don't know if it's yours, but
it's not my favorite. They're both up there. Lots of research has to be done, so it's more like homework.
True. And I suck at homework.
Yeah, and I'm sitting here like every time I do it, I'm like, we've only done it once, but every time I've done it the second time, I'm like, yo, I've literally created homework for myself.
Yeah. I thought the same thing. I'm like, shit, this feels like I'm back in college and I'm doing way last minute.
I clearly hate myself because I'm talking about going back to school. And I'm like, when am I going to fucking have time to record 2 podcast episodes, have an infant child who's about to start crawling, not have my husband divorce me because he feels neglected, and be in school.
And I don't even know if I said it twice.
And do my job. Oh yeah, the thing that actually generates money. Keep us all alive.
Yeah, we'll make it or not through this year. I don't know how it's going to turn out.
We will try our best, and that's all we can do.
Y'all can laugh at our wins and failures.
Yes, you'll be hearing them in somewhat real time. But anyway, on that note, Tuesdays,
Yes.
Catch us here. Follow us on Instagram, Mixed Babbel Podcast, I think. No, Instagram is Mixed Babbel. Instagram is Mixed Babbel. The email is mixedbabbelpodcast@gmail.com. Oh, what is life? I can't.
And you guys can like look on there for our tags if you want to follow our personal pages.
Yeah. My brain is done. It's done. It's a wrap.
We can put our personal pages in the bio.
You're making us like have to remember to do things.
Okay. We might put them in there.
I actually initially forgot to post that this past week's episode went up. We didn't post that it went up. It's up. No, it's been up, but we didn't post that it's up. And then I tried to post it and then it didn't post and then it's still not posted. So guys, my. Tuesdays, check it out. I have them queued up early in the morning, 5 a.m. Eastern Standard Time.
We're going to change the name of this to What Not to Do When Starting a Podcast.
Shit Show. The Shit Show Podcast.
Yes. So we'll see you for the Shit Show next Tuesday.
Yes. With the true crime episode.
Yes. It'll be dark as usual.
Per usual. All right, guys. Have a good week. Bye.
Tuesday.